Hey, New Life Gillette Church, we are thrilled you decided to listen to our teaching on your favorite podcast app. If you made a decision to follow Christ today, would you let us know by visiting yes.newlifegillette.com? Here is this week's teaching.
It is a good day to celebrate. You know, the story of Easter, what do we celebrate on Easter? The resurrection of Jesus, Jesus rising from the dead. The whole story goes like this. Jesus is in heaven. Cush, right? That's a nice place to be. You don't want to leave there. Once you get there, you just want to stay there. Jesus decided that he was going to leave heaven and he was going to come to earth and he was going to live a very hard life. And while he was here, he was going to heal some people and teach some things that people are still learning from today. And then he died. He was killed on a cross for you. Not because of his sins, but because of your sins and my sin. And he dies on the cross. But then the Easter story is that he rises from the dead on the third day. He rises from the dead, but that's not the end of the story. The Bible then tells us that a couple months after that, Jesus goes and he ascends to heaven. And the whole idea there is that Jesus is showing us that resurrection is possible and that resurrection allows us to go to heaven. He's showing us the way to heaven. And that's really the question. If you are a thinking person, if you have any kind of forward thinking ability whatsoever, at some point you will ask yourself the question, what is the way to heaven? How do I get there? You know, the message of our world is believe in yourself. And that's a good message sometimes. It can help us to have confidence, to do hard things, or to try something new. Believe in yourself. However, when it comes to the question, how do I get to heaven, or what is the way to heaven, the advice, believe in yourself, does not work. Because believing in yourself can only take you to hell. You are not capable. You are completely incapable of doing what entrance into heaven requires. So the invitation of the gospel is not to believe in yourself. The invitation is to believe in God. Believe that he can do what you cannot do because your sins make you incapable of being good enough, of trying hard enough, of doing the things necessary to get into heaven. Because Jesus says, if you want to be good, you've got to be perfect. And you can't do it. We've all sinned. What's sin? Sin is not just the really bad stuff. Sometimes to make it easier on ourselves, we think that sin is just the really big stuff. Well, I've never robbed a bank, so I'm not really bad. I'm not one of those terrible people. And so when we talk about if we're good or not, we usually compare ourselves to the worst of people. And some people try to convince the world that they're a good person, when in reality, everybody knows, nah, maybe if you compare yourself to the worst of people, but we all know better. You know who really knows better? When you try to convince people that you're a good person, do you know who knows better than that? God. Your heavenly Father. Have you ever noticed how parents just know their kids? I know when my kids are lying to me. I don't even have to work at it. I just know if my kids are lying to me. Actually, to test that theory, I hooked my son Titus up to a lie detector.
What is your name?
Titus.
Titus, good. Good answer. Titus. And Titus, how old are you?
4.
You're 4. Good answer. Titus, do you have any brothers or sisters?
A brother.
You have a brother? What is your brother's name?
Lincoln.
Do you love your brother? You do. Is your brother always nice to you? No. Sometimes he's not. Okay, good. Titus, do you ever pick your nose?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Do you ever eat it after you pick your nose?
No.
Oh. The lie detector thinks that you pick your nose and eat it. Do you want to change your answer? Do you pick your nose and eat it?
No.
We're struggling on this one. I don't know. You're a hard nut to crack. Okay, we're going to keep trying. Titus, do you ever pick your nose and eat it?
No.
Yeah, we're not making any headway on this.
You're not going to fool your dad. He knows. He knows better. He is fully aware of the things that you can try to pretend, and you can even try to convince yourself that you're a good person. But at some point, we all know. The truth is, I make mistakes. Every time you've ever hurt somebody intentionally, every time you've ever hurt yourself or you've hurt God, you have sinned. Now, a lot of people try to push this off by saying, well, that was my past, right? Are you a good person? Yeah. Well, have you ever done anything wrong? Yeah, but that was in my past. I'm not that person anymore. It doesn't matter, right? If you've done it, you're still guilty of it. Can you imagine if somebody stood in front of a judge? Let's say you did something really bad and you're standing, you robbed somebody. You're standing before the judge and the judge says, what do you have to say for yourself? And you're like, that was in my past. He's like, you still got to pay it back. You're still guilty. Yes, everything is in your past, but it being in your past doesn't matter. You're still guilty of it. But did you know that if you get a speeding ticket, that somebody else can go and pay your speeding ticket for you and you can go free? Somebody else can walk in and pay your fine and you won't have to. This is the story of the Christian message. That somebody else can pay your fine for you. Okay, imagine with me. You're standing in front of a judge, but this is not just any judge. This is the greatest judge of all time. And there you are before Judge Judy. And Judge Judy says, what do you have to say? I heard that you're a Steelers fan and you scratched a Chiefs fan's car because you were mad at him. Horrible person. What do you have to say for yourself? You're like, I don't have any excuse. I'm sorry. I just lost my temper. Scratched the car. But then Judge Judy says, but you get to go free. Why? Well, somebody else, while we're filming this episode of Judge Judy, somebody else came in and paid your fine for you. You can go. Somebody else fixed the car for you. You can go. That's the Christian message. The Christian message is that somebody else paid your fine. Yes, you are guilty, but you can go free because Jesus paid your fine. I need a volunteer. Somebody want to volunteer? Here's the stipulation. It's got to be an adult, and it's got to be somebody who is not at all claustrophobic. Somebody want to be brave? I see a hand waving up there. Just come on. Yeah, there we go. Will you come volunteer for me? It's going to be a lot of fun. On a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are you? Not nervous. He's not nervous. He's brave. Would you get in this coffin for me? Can you fit? What's your name?
Bryce.
Everybody say hi, Bryce. Bryce, do you want to try to get in that coffin? No? I think you could. So let somebody else do it. All right. I need another volunteer. It's a small box. Come on up. Come on up. You're not claustrophobic, huh? No, you can do this. What's your name? Laura. Everybody say hi, Laura.
Hi.
Laura, have you ever died before? Yeah. You ever had to lay in a coffin before?
No.
You've never been a prop in a haunted house?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, go on and lay on in there.
Okay, let's see.
You can do this. I believe in you. It's not very comfortable in there, I'll tell you that. I tested it. I should have gotten a pillow, shouldn't I have? I'm not a very hospitable pastor. There we go. You got this. You look comfortable. There we go. You all right? Okay, she's fine. She said she's fine. Because here's the problem. The story of Scripture tells us that the wages of sin is death. When you sin, you are destined for death, and you have no hope. You end up just like Laura in this coffin. Now let's do this. You know, when you die, what do? They put you in a coffin, casket, and they bury you under the ground. You all right in there, Laura? She said she's okay. Yep. They bury you. How deep underground? 6 feet. They put you 6 feet underground, and then do you think there's any way, if you are dead in a coffin 6 feet underground, do you think there's any way you can get yourself out? No. Actually, you really can't because you're dead, right? So not only could you not dig your way out, but there's no hope because you are dead. We cannot raise ourselves from the dead. This the only possible chance we have for eternal life is if somebody raises us from the dead, because in our sin, we are nothing but dead. All right, so what's the only way she's getting out? Jesus, or me, one or the other. All right, thank you. Everybody give Laura a hand. You did great. We're going to pray that this never happens in real life, that somebody comes out of a coffin like this in real life. You got it. Thank you. It's not a real one. Tracy just built it this week, so you're good. The story is that Jesus raises us from the dead. He gives us the gift of life when we could not have life on our own. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. There is hope. You cannot save yourself, but God can save you. And he did. Jesus died on the cross so that you can be saved, so that your sins can be forgiven. It's good news. Our church is called New Life. The idea is that when we put our faith in Jesus, we put to death our desire to save ourselves, to be good enough to get to heaven, to try to earn it. All of that is in our past. We now have a new life. We are new creation in Christ. He raises us from the dead. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. It's a gift. You just receive it. You cannot earn it. You cannot be good enough. I don't care how hard you try. I don't care if you are perfect from now until you die. You cannot be good enough to get to heaven. You can't do it. But he was in your place. He was good enough. And then he laid down that perfect life. He died so that you could be raised, so that you could have new life. Salvation is not a reward for the good things that we have done. Go to the next slide. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so that none of us can boast about it. If you get to heaven, it's not because you are good. If you get to heaven, it is because God was good. And the good thing about that, Do you know that scripture tells us that when we get to heaven, it won't be because we are good or because we did good things, but it does tell us that we will get rewards in heaven for the good things that we've done. When you get to heaven, you will be rewarded for the good things that you've done in this world. You won't get there because you're good, but you'll get rewards for the good things that you've done. And one of the things that scripture tells us we'll get when we get to heaven is a crown. And that's just kind of a metaphor of what it looks like to reign with God. We're not just going to go to heaven and float on some fluffy clouds and play harps. We're going to go to heaven and we are going to reign with God. We are going to be kings and queens. And this that is signified by the crown that we will receive when we get to heaven. And then do you know what the Bible tells us we're going to do with that crown? When we get to heaven, we are going to lay that crown at the foot of Jesus. Why is that? It is because we are there not because of our goodness, but because of his. When you recognize why you get to spend eternity in heaven rather than in hell, it is you will recognize that it is all because of him, and so you will give him all the glory. You will receive none of the glory. It will all go to him. You will lay that crown at his feet. Today is all about a singular invitation that you will say yes to the free gift that Jesus offers us. The Easter gift, new life, salvation. There's a card in the seat in front of you. If you're sitting up in the balcony, you were given one when you came in today. It just says, yes, I have decided to say yes to Jesus. Because what do you do when somebody offers you a gift? You have two options. You can reject the gift, or you can say yes. You can receive the gift. That's the salvation invitation. You have to say yes. You have to receive that free gift. And if today you are ready, did you know that you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt You can be absolutely sure that you will spend eternity with heaven or with God in heaven. You don't have to guess. You don't have to wonder if you're good or not, because it's not up to you. You don't have to wonder if you've done too many bad things, because it's not up to you. It has nothing to do with your goodness and everything to do with his. And if somebody can predict his own death and resurrection and pull it off, then I'll say yes to him every time. Whatever plan he lays out, whatever he tells me is right, and whatever he tells me is wrong, I will say yes to him. I will follow him. Will you say yes to him? You know, when Jesus invited people to follow him, he always did it in a different way. He never used some magic formula of words. If you say these right words in this order, then you can get in the holy club and you can get your get out of hell free card. Nothing like that. Every time he asked somebody to follow him, he would say, follow me in different ways. He would say, pick up your cross and follow me. One guy, he said, sell all your possessions and follow me. Somebody else, he says, repent and believe. Somebody else, he says, believe and be baptized. He says it different each time. Why? Because it's not about some magic formula of words. The whole point of salvation is just to say yes. In whatever form it comes, it's an attitude. It's a surrender. I'll say yes to you, Jesus. And the way we're asking you to say yes to Jesus today is to fill out this card and say yes to him. And then while we sing this next song, I'm going to invite you to come forward. There's some coffins in the room. There's two up in the balcony on the sides, two down here beside the stage. And if you will just take that card and you'll drop it in one of those coffins and just be brave and do that. And then when you do, the volunteers are going to hand you one of these really cool crosses. And you can take that cross and you can use that as a reminder of the day that you said yes to Jesus. If you've never given your life to him, don't put it off. Today is the day. Come forward. Put your card in the coffin. Grab a cross. And then don't just leave it there. You don't just say, okay, cool, I'm in the club now. And I keep... Now you surrender every day. Every day you wake up and you realize, now I have a new life. I have a new agenda. I have a new Lord. And you put your faith in him. If you're a little bit worried about it, if that's a little intimidating, it's worth it. Shake that emotion, shake that fear, and come forward during this next song. God, I thank you for what you are doing in lives that I cannot, that your Holy Spirit is speaking to people. For those people who need to have the courage to come forward today, I pray that you would give them that courage, that they would experience supernatural peace that passes understanding. We love you and we thank you for your gift of grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Come forward during this song.